on Openview Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start in the south of Durban. A family says they've been left shaken by the death of their loved one in Wentworth. Glenn Eastthorpe was fatally stabbed on Richard Wynne Road last week. The 52-year-old was laid to rest in the area today. His sister Astrid says she received a call from a neighbour the night Glenn died.
While talking to him, my younger brother, I guess the phone was on speaker, then said, "I'm trying to resuscitate him, but he's not responding." Immediately when that happened, I dropped the call.
She says they're devastated by the loss.
As a family, we will not rest until justice is served.
Police say they're investigating the attack and are on the hunt for the suspects. Staying in the south of Durban, KZN Public Works MEC Martin Mayer says building infrastructure that can withstand inclement weather has become a top priority. He visited the RK Khan Hospital in Chatsworth today, where a 58 million rand project to refurbish two flood-damaged blocks is nearing completion. The 2022 flood severely damaged the wards, causing roof leaks that disrupted hospital operations. Mayer says the changing weather patterns need to be considered when doing project timelines.
We are working very hard to see what we can do in climate change mitigation. So looking in how we can bring in more environmentally friendly building methods, generating of electricity and all of those important things so that we can also lessen the impact of this.
The hospital's acting CEO, Dr. Ganesan Govender, says the renovations will help ease the strain they've endured for 5 years.
The floods damage to this building caused us havoc in the sense that we couldn't manage. We didn't have sufficient beds for the patients. Amphitheater was affected. We couldn't sterilize equipment. We couldn't do the preparation packs for theater. And obviously this impacted on our care of patients. We had to sacrifice the last 2 years. And now I'm sure we're going to be back to where we were.
And Telkom's OpenServe says it's experiencing a national outage affecting its low-cost WebConnect fiber service and fixed LTE network. Internet service providers AfriHost and Vox have confirmed widespread disruptions, with customers in areas including Durban, Cape Town and Pretoria reporting no connectivity. Down Detector showed a spike in complaints this morning, with some users claiming they've had no service for days. OpenServe says the issue is under investigation. And TikTok has been fined more than 10 billion rand for breaching EU privacy rules by transferring data to China. The video sharing platform has been also sanctioned for not being transparent with users about where their personal data was being sent. The Irish Data Protection Commission has given the platform 6 months to comply with the rules. On the weather front back home, Durban 21 degrees tomorrow, Richards Bay 22, Pietermaritzburg 17.
And look what's coming up in your sport. Orlando Pirates boss Jose Ribeiro knows the challenge that stands in their way as they face Kaizer Chiefs in the league tomorrow. Proteas women 4-4, second time in the Tri Nations series, this time against Sri Lanka. And the Blitzboks are gunning for a spectacular end to their seventh season.